From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Rural communities are facing a growing environmental problem: old abandoned mobile homes, thousands of them. When new, the metal trailers are popular as affordable housing. But NPR's Adam Hochberg reports that once the trailers age and begin to fall apart, getting rid of them can be difficult and expensive.
In the North Carolina mountains, Buncombe County is one of the most picturesque places. From the back roads here, you'll see stunning hilltop scenery and majestic Appalachian vistas. But for County Commissioner David Young, the view is too often ruined by the sight of old mobile homes.
On the highways around here, you see a junk trailer sitting on the side of the road that you drive by. You go, gosh, you know, how long am I going to have to look at that? They're just an eyesore.
By Young's count, there are more than 1,000 abandoned mobile homes in the county, some on private property, others dumped in the woods and ditches. Most are so old that they have no resale value, and so decrepit that they're beyond repair. It's not an unusual problem. In many rural communities, you'll find the same thing. But Buncombe County is among the first that's trying to do something about it. In recent weeks, the county government has begun demolishing old mobile homes. With the property owner's permission, the county sends a crew to remove the old trailer at government expense and haul the ruins to the landfill.
What we're going to do right now, we're going to try and lift this right up on its side and then crush the unit itself.
Ed Narby has a government contract to do the demolition work. Mobile home disposal is his family business. His job is difficult, he says, because many old mobile homes are no longer mobile.
They'll get to the point they can't be like towed down the road. We got to go in and just with some saws and cut them down and by hand and load them by hand. And when you start getting an 85-degree day and wrestling with all that insulation and that stuff, it's not fun.
Nor is it cheap. Narby charges as much as $1,600 to dismantle a trailer. The cost can be offset slightly by saving and recycling the metal. The high price is why few mobile home owners dispose of the trailers themselves. In North Carolina, Paul Meyer of the County Commissioners Association estimates 40,000 sit abandoned statewide. And he says local leaders have complained to him that the old trailers hamper economic growth.
They were describing situations where CEOs of companies were actually driving on the roads and asking questions if this was a problem throughout the county. Hard to get somebody to relocate their business to your community if you have a pervasive problem like that.
But Meyer says the problem is not easily solved. Counties don't have money to tear down more than a few trailers at a time. The manufactured housing industry has resisted proposals to fund demolition by raising taxes on new homes. So for now, states are working with the industry on voluntary cleanup programs. Brad Lovin heads the industry's North Carolina trade group.
Old, abandoned, dilapidated structures is a blight to the industry. People see that as what we're selling today, which is not the case. And it's something that we wanted to help be a part of correcting.
Lovin's group is funding small cleanup programs in North Carolina, while the industry has experimented with larger demolition and recycling efforts in Michigan and Wisconsin. Still, rundown trailers are destined to remain part of the rural landscape, for even as some are demolished, others are being newly abandoned. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.